Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
People. Hey, 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 hey. It's Vince in the motherfucking Bay. We're doing this again. It's Disorderly Conduct. I'm your host. I'll be your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. I'm Vince in the Bay. And tonight, we're going to discuss a little bit of about, we're going to discuss the latest drama to erupt on the internet. That's right, I've named this show An Internet in Turmoil. It's Sunday, November 25th, 2012. a big thanks to City of Flint, Danny Dantelion, Fat Red Dragon, Hammurabi's Code, I Eat Cake, Kamonra, and Vert. Earlier today, I don't know what I want to get to first. I want to talk about the escalation of the war on bronies. The Russell League released a statement regarding their official involvement in, doubling their efforts in this battle against pathetic men who love ponies. Speaking of pathetic men, Chris Brown rage quit from Twitter today. That's right. Chris Brown was trolled off the internet by one Jenny Johnson High Five, who's a woman who I have followed on Twitter for a while. She's funny. I would say her humor is totally X-rated. And apparently she was able to rustle Chris Brown's jimmies. They got into it for a little bit, and then he just deleted his Twitter account. Not that I'm going to miss him anyway. I wasn't following that guy to begin with. I think I agree with you, Fat Red Dragon. She's funny about a third of the time. I think I actually unfollowed her. I followed her for a long time. And yeah, you're right. She's probably funny a third of the time. I agree. She's relevant because she's the person that got Chris Brown to rage quit from Twitter. He quit Twitter. I might as well just bring you on, Hammurabi, since you're here. So you're wondering who she was prior to this?
Absolutely. I saw something about a TV producer and a mom and has two kids. Or a kid and two dogs or some shit. But I don't figure out how that equates to 200 and some odd thousand followers on Twitter.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people like her on the internet. Just people that are just, have a certain sense of humor that strikes a chord with a lot of people and slowly amasses a following. I don't think she's really anybody of any significance in the entertainment world. If you look at her IMDb, she has one writing credit. Sounds like she used to be a news producer, got knocked up, had some kids, left her career, and now she's, air quotes, a comedy writer.
Oh my God, she's in Houston? I gotta get Spike out of stock that bitch. This is gonna be awesome.
Oh, she's in Houston?
Yeah, Houston, Texas.
You're already on top of it. I thought she was in L.A. I don't know. I just assumed that because, well, she's a comedy writer. Aren't all comedy writers in L.A.?
No, there are very few in L.A. That's a misconception. Very little of what comes out of L.A. is humorous.
Right, but usually a working comedy writer is either in L.A. or in New York writing for a show or a comedian.
I feel like she writes from the Valley, if she's anywhere in California.
Yeah. I'd like to know her. To me, what I see is she's now a stay-at-home mom raising her kids, and she's got a really dark sense of humor, and she spends all her time writing on Twitter, really. But what do I know?
I'd say you're probably onto something here. I mean, I'm going through her shit right now, and it looks like she's on Team Selena in the Bieber Gomez breakup of 2012. And yeah, Jesus Christ, she's got like 5,400 tweets, but 299,000 followers. I don't understand this, Vince.
Now, Hammurabi, I believe you're Patriot Gregging a little bit. Are you hearing the same from me?
Not at all.
Okay. All right. You were just getting, it was just a little bit. It wasn't too bad, but.
It's probably because you got me all freaked out about my goddamn mute button, which Goofy Bone was saying I didn't get any feedback on his show. But I'm like all over it on your show, just in case, because I know some asshole is going to come on with a fucking, you know, desk-standing mic and a goddamn vacuum in the background, and you're going to be like, it's Hammurabi. It's got to be Hammurabi. So I just have an itchy trigger finger, you know?
No, it's fine. I appreciate you muting and self-muting. It's important, especially when we have just a shit ton of callers on here.
Yeah, did I see earlier you had 300 people listening to that shit last night to put me to sleep?
Yes. I looked at my numbers from last night.
I don't believe it.
The fish show from last night, I had over 300 unique listeners.
Those people, those goddamn fish fans, I'll tell you what, they are just unreal. I mean, if they're willing to search out Blog Talk Radio for fish shows to listen to, I mean, you know they have every bootleg.
Yeah, they don't need to come to my show. Exactly.
Realistically, how many bootlegs do you think there are for fish? Because if I had to guess, I'd say 5,000 to 10,000 easily, like full concerts available somewhere.
Of course. Oh, I would say every single concert they've ever done has a recording, except for maybe like their very, 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 very early years before they were signed.
I don't know, man. Dave Matthews Band first show at a frat house. That shit was recorded. So I wouldn't be surprised if they were recording shit, you know, in the back of their short bus that they were traveling in you know, on the commune.
That's where I draw the line, okay, at Dave Matthews, all right? Dave Matthews is Sarah McLachlan with a penis, okay?
Works for me, bro. I don't give a shit. I'm just talking about the same sort of jam band style shit.
Yeah. I don't even consider. Yeah, there is a crossover, sure. Dave Matthews' band is jammy, but he's not singing to you. He's not singing to you and me.
No, he's not singing to me. But you know who does sing to me? Goofy Bone sings to me. And you know what Goofy Bone told me last night? He told me that before the Anonymous shit, you're a wigger. Like, you're all about the black music, and that's what your show was. And I'm curious to hear a little bit more about that.
A wigger. First of all, I don't even know what a wigger. Oh, actually, I want to. I stand corrected. Fat Red Dragon in the chat room says Dave Matthews is Sarah McLachlan with a larger penis. My bad. I forgot she has one too. Sorry, what was your question again?
Goofy Bone has thrown down the gauntlet.
I'm a wigger. Right, wigger. I don't even know what a wigger is. Can you explain to me what a wigger is?
Yes, a wigger, in common folk term, is either a wannabe nigger or a white nigger. And, you know, you don't really strike me very wiggerish, I'll be honest. I can't see you rocking chains or grills or, you know, whatever other awesome shit wiggers are into. But I'm just trying to figure it out, you know. I mean, he threw this out last night on his show. I figure, you know, it's time to answer this because, I mean, he was pretty adamant about it.
Right. No, I guess by that definition, I'm not a wigger. I think where he gets that idea from is when I first started on BTR, my first group of friends that I hung out with late night here on BTR. We're called the Mill Nation. They're a group of folks from Milwaukee that all happen to be black, and they were all into the hip-hop and everything. And I like hip-hop, too. I've done a lot of work with hip-hop artists. I've done hip-hop music videos and such. I grew up...
I'm well apprised of your catalog, Vince. How'd you... I mean, you're in California, obviously, the Bay. How did you link up with some black dudes in Milwaukee?
No, that was through Blog Talk Radio. Like, I would call into their shows. I was like the token white guy. You know how most shows have a token black guy? I was their token white guy.
Where's our token black guy, Vince?
I thought you were. You're not black?
Not anymore. I did the oxygen chamber shit. I actually got it cheap after Michael died.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not one of those white people that thinks they're black. No. I have plenty of black friends. I enjoy hip-hop. I have worked with hip-hop artists. But I don't pretend to be anything that I'm not.
What am I saying? We do have a token black guy. It's Tyrone. He uses the cocoa butter and everything to make sure his knees don't get ashy.
Yeah, you're right. I forgot about Tyrone.
Me too.
He's a newbie.
But he's fucking awesome.
He is pretty awesome. I hope he calls in tonight.
Me too.
So, we have this whole war on bronies. Did you see the release from Wrestle League?
I didn't read it. I tried to watch the video, and I couldn't get through that either because I couldn't make out what the fuck was being said. But I get it. They're taking up your war on bronies.
It's not my war. It's our war.
It's for the children.
Yeah, this is for...
I better join up.
The future of the internet hangs in the balance here, all right? Well, you know who read that that official declaration? That was Assert MacFags. She just talks too fast.
Well, I think she's a voice changer too. I think she went a little Anon Ops on it.
No, I don't think she used a voice changer. I think she just tried to disguise her voice, like used an accent. It's so obviously her. I'll play it. You want to hear it? Here it is.
Everyone, we are the Wrestle League, internet superheroes of cyberspace who are looking to save the internet from the Illuminati, white tech knights, Jews, Snickers, and as of recent, bronies. The bronies have seemed to multiply by double within the past year because of a show called My Little Pony, which is a show that only pedophiles and creepy old virgins who will never see the shaved pubes on a vagina, with the exception of the internet. This show has poisoned the minds of people who used to be socially fit and had a future, who most likely go to brawny conventions and talk about raping other children, and as statistics show, raping children isn't good. We encourage you to not only aid us in the war on bronies, but to join us in being triumphant against this internet cancer. Bronies are believed to be the cause of why Ronald Frenner, https://twitter.com/onfren is a closet virgin and a fiending cokehead who has an obsession with Assert MacFags' penis, as well as completely losing his sanity at some point in time. It is also believed that bronies are the cause of the Israeli-Palestinian war, due to the fact that Jews seem to think it is acceptable to pretend to be a brawny and combat and murder innocent brown people. LLGAT. Not only must we target the bronies themselves, but we must target the show and the producers of My Little Pony. We encourage all the zero-xing and humiliation of these internets come before they virginize any more of the normal people of society. The bronies must be defeated before it's too late, and the whole population of Israel becomes a bunch of Zionist bronies who are looking to make Palestinians a bunch of Zionist bronies as well. Do you know how tragic it would be and how upset Alan would be if by any chance Zionist bronies have overgot it? We believe that the bronies work from anywhere to chance, and as far as Twitter, disguising themselves usually as Jews, niggers, or as older men trying to give out candy for free. The bronies are not only a crafty kind, like niggers, but they are a manipulating kind who will try and get you to join their brawny army and take away any normality whatsoever from you and turn you into a 40-year-old virgin pedophile who will end up an hero thing because their lives consisted of worshipping ponies. Ally yourselves with all parties who have been infiltrated by the brawnies. Come and attack them as the source, their show. Without their show, they cannot multiply, even though they're incapable of actually having any sort of intercourse or reproducing. It is our time to end this factory and prevent people from ruining their lives and never getting laid, once and for all. Save the children. For once and for all, my fellow men and women, let's go to war. To arms.
Okay, and the drumming part is accompanied by a gorilla banging on drums.
Isn't that corn?
That's what I thought.
Fuck,
hey,
corn.
We got Crappy Airbags in the house. Crappy, you should call in, dude. Actually, I wonder if this is him. I got a caller on the line with the hand up. On-screen caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Ronald Langford.
Oh, Ronald Langford, perfect. We have an official spokesman of the Wrestle League here. Now, do you want to tell us a little bit more about what we just heard there?
About the war on bronies?
Yes, absolutely. We want to know.
Yeah, I actually need to make an announcement concerning that. Geist is a brony.
Are you
Geist
kidding me?
Geist is a brony. So,
no, not Geist.
That's allowable.
Anybody but Geist. Anybody but
no,
Geist.
So, you're going to need to be taken out.
I like Geist.
Not. He's good.
My God, I liked a brony. Jesus.
Everyone in the chat, go ahead and tweet at Geist the Prophet, faggot brony.
Yeah, I'm sorry, folks. I had no idea. Yeah, folks, please bombard Geist with brony hate, please. I'm sorry I had to come to this. I had no idea. I feel used.
I know.
This is really crazy. You know, last night I found out that fish and fish heads and fish fans and all of them, apparently they're Zionists, and bronies are too.
No. Bronies aren't Zionists yet, but once they become like 50, so in a few years, they'll all be Zionists.
Oh my God! I don't know what to say.
And that's confirmed, by the way.
I believe it. Oh my God! I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I still can't believe Geist is a brony.
I'm probably going to shove a 40-ounce up his ass.
That's not allowable. Here's the deal.
Yeah,
I mean,
Robbie,
guys,
you have to fuck Sarah. So
that's not allowable either.
That is
cruel and unusual.
You can't declare whether or not things are allowable.
It's been in the video for months now. What?
What?
Listen, man. You can't. You're never gonna get my dick hard enough to fuck that woman. She is a horrid specimen and disgusting.
She's gonna fuck
and
you.
And ironically, while we're on the subject, Geist has fucked Sarah.
So Sarah actually got fucked by Brony. That means Sarah's half brony.
Sarah fucks
and,
brony.
And she's going to need to be taken out.
Once you go brony, you
become
Dick or phony?
Once you go brony, you just become a nigger.
Okay.
So, yeah.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Yeah.
I would imagine the rainbow style sperm would somehow turn you rainbow colored. But apparently she found like an antidote for it. And Sicko's purple dick. Just throw that out there too. She's got a very colorful past.
Sorry, Josh Peterson, you are not getting admin privileges from my chat room. Nobody gets admin privileges from my chat room. It's a free and open forum. I like to think of it...
Kick him for saying that.
Sorry?
You should probably kick that guy for asking that.
Yeah.
You should probably tell him it's not allowable, right, Ron?
Well, that's a given.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Josh Peterson. I appreciate the sentiment. I understand you want to control my chat room, but I control my chat room. I will...
You tell him.
You know, it's a free and open forum until somebody breaks the rules or, you know, does something that ruins it for everybody, and then I put the chat room on lockdown. And in fact, you know what I'm going to do? We haven't done that in a while, Crappy. In fact, let's do that right now. I'm going to fulfill a request for Rep Dan. Rep Dan has wanted me to play this song for him.
It's going to be terrible.
And while I do this, I want...
It's going to be the worst.
You'll
getting worse than that fucking fish band.
You'll be surprised. And while I'm playing that, I'm laying down a chat room rule right now as moderator. Upside down Russian text only for the next 5 minutes. For the duration of the song, you can only chat in upside down Russian text. And it has to be read. Okay? Soviet red.
It's not allowable, Vince. Ask Ron.
I'll tell you what's not allowable. You telling me what's allowable and not allowable. So you are now on hold. Ronald Langford's on hold. I'm going to be on hold while... There we go. Crappy Airbags participating. Good job. That's how we do it here. Tweet it out, too. Tweet out upside down... Red, well, you can't do red on Twitter, but upside down Russian text only for the duration of this song that goes out to Rep Dan. Be right back.
Some good ass weed. Check it out, y'all. This game is a motherfucking trip, man. Word on the streets. Everybody always try to run up on me, hollering my word on the streets. This nigga said this, man. I don't give a fuck about what that nigga said, man. That's what's wrong with you niggas. You niggas are just like bitches. Whole-ass niggas talk too motherfucking much.
Speak.
Stay to your own. Get your own. You know what I'm saying? Be independent, nigga.
Bitch.
Bitch niggas. Bitch niggas. Bitch-ass niggas. Bitch niggas. Yeah, I'm talking about you.
Bitch niggas.
You too. Dog. I meet more bitch niggas than hoes. Look here, and I really don't know, but that's just how I go. Dog. So many niggas like to keep up shit. And just like a bitch, niggas be talking shit. Smiling in my face and then they blast me in the back. Niggas stay strapped from way back, cause payback make niggas wanna pop that shit. If you ain't ready for the game, niggas stop that shit. We rock that shit, my nigga Dre, drop that shit. No more talking, I'm walking in the pop in the clip. Glock on the hip, set tripping, dipping and shit. If you act like a bitch, nigga you get smacked like a bitch. Bitch niggas, bitch niggas.
These niggas don't know what the fuck is going on. Yo, dog, check it, kick back. Let me holler at these niggas for a minute. Straight off the streets of chaos and no pity. The aggravated, making these punk motherfuckers hate it. Compton is the city I'm from. Can't never leave the crib without a murder weapon.
I can't live my life on broke no more. And most of these fools ain't shit but cutthroats. They smile in a nigga face. And for what? They got the game fucked up and want my thing fucked up. I done learned a lot, seen a whole lot. The top notch nigga, I'm fiending for that spot. Now peep game on what six dudes told me.
These niggas after your paper, Dr. D.R.E.
What?
And these punk ass hoes is looking for dough. You gotta watch your homeboys, cause a nigga never know. Oh, they'll be around, but when your paper get low, just like Master P said, there they go, bitch nigga.
I know your type, so much bitch in you. If it was slightly darker, lights was little dimmer, my dick be stuck up in your windpipe. You rather blow me than fight. I'm from the old school, like Romy Rome, homie, yo. You owe me the right to slap you, like the bitch that you are. They wanted to cap you ever since you was mad dogging me with that bitch in your car. Fool, who do you think you are, Mr. Big Stuff? Man, you shit on hit, get your shit bust. Plus, pistol whip. Cover it up, use your bitch's blush. Mr. Powder Puff, yo, bark ain't loud enough, huh? I know chihuahuas, that's more rah-rah, ha-ha. I have to laugh, Dre, I bet he take bubble baths. You don't want no trouble with the aftermath staff. Trust me, doggy dog, diggy doctor plus me. No, use a buster slash hussy, soft as a hush puppy. Must we break you down to estrogen? Most hated specimens of bitch, nigga.
Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she's sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang, better lay low. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Big ups to Crappy Airbags. Crappy Airbags, the only person able to pull off upside down Russian. Red Russian text. Yes, Crappy Airbags gets an interwebs for that. Congratulations, Crappy Airbags. Actually, Crappy, I do have a prize for you. And I'm going to announce it in a second. First, I'm going to bring back my guest callers. I have Hammurabi's Code and Ronald Langford with me.
Yeah, I was actually also doing the upside-down Russian text until I was auto-muted.
Oh, yeah. See, if you repeat the same thing. Oh, I see. Let me take care of that. All right. So, there's a spam filter. If you repeat the same thing four times, you automatically get muted. So just put a space somewhere or, I don't know, alternate something every other time you spam. Hello?
I hear you.
Okay, all right. Well, let's bring on another caller. I think this is Goofy Bound. Goofy, is that you?
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, nothing much. We're just talking about the war on bronies and this whole Chris Brown, Jenny Johnson high five business. What are your thoughts on those two things?
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know anything about that shit.
You know about the war on bronies?
Oh yeah, shit. What these wars needs to do is just basically go out there with like your father's belt and like just spank the living shit out of these fucking retarded kids. And it's sad that, you know, our society has come down to this shit. I remember in my time, if you were even near like a Barbie or, you know, a fucking little pony or so, you would be labeled a fag and you would be labeled a fag for the rest of your days. But now these kids, they don't care. Gays came out of the closet, whoop-de-doo. So now I guess it's okay for them to watch this piece of shit. But yeah, my thoughts are, if you're going to go to war, use a belt and whoop the shit out of these fucking idiots. Shit.
Yeah. I totally agree with what you're saying, Goofy. And that's what I loved about Ghost, is because he was right on point on this issue. Bronies are a...
Faggots?
They're a symptom... They're a symptom of a larger problem with the newer generations and how they are slowly, generation by generation, being more pussified. The boys tend to be more waifish now.
Totally pussified.
Emo.
People, you know, you got
that's
the
all
skinny,
I got. Emo.
People with the skinny jeans. Yeah. There's all kinds of monstrosities going on with today's youth, and it gets to extremes with things like bronyism.
Yeah, I just want to mention, by the way, guys, is actually a brony.
Yes, we revealed that earlier tonight, exclusive on the show. Geist allegedly is a brony.
I can give you a link to prove he is a brony. He actually tweeted it.
I don't even know if I want to see it, but sure. Yeah, go ahead, link me.
Find it. But Vince, what do you think causes this shit? Do you think it's single parents?
No, it's just because kids are faggots.
I think another point faggots. That Ghost makes is that a lot of these kids, yeah, single parents. Usually the mom. Like, who ends up with the kid in a broken relationship? Usually the mom. So they lack a father figure.
Every brony we've actually doxed had both parents.
Well, there goes that theory. What was your sample?
Out the window.
How many did you dox though?
We got a whole forum.
So are we talking hundreds or thousands?
Can't dox 100 people in
thousand.
A couple hours. Or you can, thousands.
Yeah, we actually used the Nakash robot. He just doxed all of them. Like 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
You do dot Nakash and then the person's name.
You can use that through IRC, right? It's an IRC bot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to join us here on the panel, we have Hammurabi's Code, Ronald Langford, Goofy Bone, and myself, Vince. If you want to join us, don't be shy. Tyrone, if you're out there listening, feel free to call into the show. Love to get your take on these issues, like the escalation of the war on the bronies.
But, Vince, who's going to war, though? I mean, you know, we already know who's the war on, but is it just everyone, or is it
everyone against the faggots?
Oh, okay.
I believe it was initiated by GNAA.
Yeah.
And then a total like wave of internet approval amassed behind it.
Well, why don't you call it All Out War instead of the war? Because All Out War means, you know, there's
a war to end all wars.
They're gonna get killed. You know, I would love to see a pony's head get chopped off. That'd be adorable.
It's gonna be a slaughter.
I'm curious what would come out if you did that. Would it just be this fucking rainbow or red shit?
No, well, the rainbow stuff is going to, like, you know, Melissa 13, she always has a picture of something throwing up a rainbow. It's going to be
absolutely
first, it's going to be like that out of coming out of both ends, if you know what I'm saying. And then it's just going to completely disintegrate into a big rainbow burst.
I drew a dick from that was jizzing a rainbow. It was pretty sweet. She was a big fan. That's why we're bros. It's just a little background on that for you.
Good to know.
And if was she the chick? Was that her actual pick, like an avatar ago?
She had her.
It was like
real
a black pick. And white.
Yeah. She had a real pick. Yeah. That was a real pick. Yeah.
Ooh, she's pretty.
Yeah, she's a cutie. I've seen her in Tiny Chat. She shows her face.
I'm going to the wrong fucking Tiny Chats. I keep ending up with Russell League, and I hear Meep's cute, but I don't fucking know. I've never seen her on. Until I found out Astrid had a dick, I mean, she was cute, but as soon as I found out she's packing heat,
how many times
had to get out of the kitchen.
You offer your picture of Astrid before you knew she had a dick?
Actually, I was beating off to pics of Ronald Langford.
Well, that's a perfectly normal thing to do. Considering the fact that he is God.
So you approve of that?
Yeah. And I know you also beat off to Sarah.
Who the fuck is Sarah? You guys talk about
you don't know Sarah Bunny
Ears? I
have no
idea who you're talking about.
Go to at Ronald Langford's profile. There's a picture of her. There's actually two pictures of her on there.
Can somebody just paste that in the chat. I'm really busy here. I'm engineering a show. I'm doing the work of like three people here. I can't do that research end. Can somebody find that and just tweet it to me? I'd love to see that.
Yeah, and you make fun of Chewbacca. Well, fuck. I would be just like you if I didn't have Chewbacca.
Goofy, I have to give it up to you. I'll give it up to you, Goofy. You're lucky you have Chewbacca. Just like Ghost was lucky he had Engineer. You know, I wish I had a sidekick that I could count on. Just hasn't materialized. Also, I'm a very hands-on producer, so I don't know. It's tough to let go of the reins, you know what I'm saying?
Found a link where Gus admits he's a brony.
Somebody needs to take out a slingshot and just fucking nick these motherfuckers in the head. Just get them hard with a fucking nice good rock. I mean, what's wrong with these kids? Seriously. It's like, when I was their age, I was on AOL trying to fuck bitches.
How hard
is it? Why do you get your satisfaction on these stupid-ass creatures?
Oh, no.
That are cartoons. When you could be fondling your fingers in some nice warm pussy.
Shit.
No way. Oh my God, I am looking at the Geist, the Prophet.
Yep.
It says, I would suggest we retaliate, but as bronies, it's our duty to take the high road. Love, talent, war on bronies. And it's retweeted by, of course, Melissa 13 and Brony Hero. Oh,
Brony Hero.
This is a sad moment. This is what do you? This is excuse me, this was on November 10th. It was like 2 weeks ago. How did this go undetected?
I actually knew the whole time, but I was debating on whether I should actually tell anyone.
Oh, my God. I really liked Geist.
How come they don't have, like, some big old huge, you know, like, space shuttle to put all the little femmes, you know, in there and, you know, send them off to Venus?
You know what I'm saying? Because
they don't have a penis. They have a Venus. So throw them over there at fucking Venus and let them be all femmed out and shit like that. How come no one's ever thought of that?
This is actually a terrible idea. You know, the best thing to do would just be line up all the faggots and shoot them.
Well, I think that's been tried before. They just come back. They're like zombies.
Yeah.
Fags are like zombies. They really are. They keep coming back. You can cut off their rights. You can cut off their penises. You can put them in jail. Whatever. You can make laws saying whatever they do is illegal. But
or you just kill them.
They're just going to keep fucking each other because they fucking love to fuck each other. I know. I'm in San Francisco. Give me a break.
Well, yeah, that's why we just have to kill all of them.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Hey, look, crappy airbags. If you're bored as fuck, why don't you get to, you get 2 minutes. 2 minutes for being bored as fucked.
Kill his ass in the fucking... Oh, you don't have the bathroom.
And also, you get 2 minutes for being... A wimpy ass and not calling in. Are you scared? Are you afraid? We've got a Russell League member, a representative on the line. I have a feeling that Anonymous is scared of Russell League.
Well, obviously.
Ever since Russell League's been on my show, Anons don't call in anymore. They still listen, but they don't call in anymore.
That's because I tweet stuff like, you actually just have to check out my feed.
Damn, that's cyber gang banging right there.
Yeah. It's out of control.
And bitch in the bay, you're the hood.
talk about cyber gang banging. Tomorrow is Cyber Monday, and I've got tissue and lotion ready to go, ladies. So if you want to hit me up on Skype, just DM me. And we'll get it warmed up, if you know what I'm saying.
Wait a minute, Cyber Monday is not cyber sex. It's where you buy items on the internet.
That's what I'm saying. They can purchase my services, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh no, come on.
Capitalizing, baby. Come on, I'm capitalizing, ladies, for special Cyber Monday offer for phone sex tomorrow only.
You better have a real special dick to have ladies pay
Cyber Monday.
35% off.
Then you better hope Sarah doesn't call in.
Who's Sarah?
Are you serious?
Sarah Bunny Ears, man.
Oh. Yeah, I've tweeted her. Well, what about it?
Yeah, I'll bet you have. You probably fucked her, too.
Why, are you jelly? I feel like you're jelly.
You should really go to Ronald Lakeford's fucking... page before you start saying, are you jelly?
I don't like getting sidetracked during my show. Okay, I will. You know what? I will check out Ronald Langford's shit. While I'm doing that, I'm gonna have Goofy entertain us here. Speaking of cyber, here's a track that I'm gonna dedicate to all the ladies for their Cyber Monday. This is "Give Her a Bone" by Goofy Bone.
Sorry. I've got sex on my mind. You know what? You're so fucking hot. You're turning me on. I've always wanted to fuck you. And here's my chance.
Baby girl, you must understand. I could never be your man. I'm just here to be your bone. Giving you something to moan. Hoping that you like it thick. Trust me, baby, I'll bust them lips.
nights where she don't wanna go to strangers that are getting freaky. I feel like a plumber fixing this leaky, put it in the hole like Tiger Woods. Watching this girl just feel so good. She's falling in love, but I think it's too quick, 'cause I'm not a boyfriend. I eat a big plate, so we talking about our bullshit lives. After the meal, we go for a drive. We smoking on a big ass blunt. She's looking at me like she wants some, so I pass it to her. Welcome to my land. She got so high where she couldn't even land. Laying on her back with her feet in the air, like a naughty vixen, the girl didn't care. Let me hit it all kinds of ways. Sweating like thugs trying to run away from the law, 'cause you know what we doing is a crime. But let me hit that one more time. She gotta get going, her husband's at home. 'Cause I'm not a boyfriend, I'm just
Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL, la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisibili. Parliamo di Rentro 8.6, insegnare un gran costo.
These tough fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, silly Negro?
All right, Vince back with you for, we're just closing out the first hour of the program. If you want to join this cavalcade of mediocrity tonight, the number is 347-826-7667. And now what I think I want to do is, Goofy, do you mind doing a Raiders recap real quick?
Fuck, Vince, I gave up. I'm not even going to do that. That is, pathetic.
Come on, Goofy, vote it.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we're on the gridiron early.
It's time for
the Vince in the Bay Oakland Raiders recap.
I'm your brown color commentator, and we are recapping the Oakland Raiders' wonderful loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. Apparently, the Raiders went to Cincinnati with high hopes, thinking that Carson Palmer could take control and defeat his old team. But unfortunately, that did not happen. The Raiders got their asses handed to them, and believe me, it felt wonderful. With a loss of 34-10, the Raiders, with the wonderful record of 3-8, have the closest chance to ever seeing the toilet bowl. And God bless the Kansas City Chiefs, because they're the only team that's making the Raiders look good in the AFC West. And that's your Vince in the Bay Raiders recap right here on Disorderly Conduct.
Yes. Thank you, Goofy Bone. Our valiant Warriors, Raiders, were once again denied victory, but they will live to see another day. All right, we're back. Hammurabi's Code is here. Ronald Langford and Goofy Bone. If you want to join this panel, feel free to do so. Call 347-826-7667. Let's see. We got a caller here. Unscreened on the line. Caller, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi there. Who are
you? This is going to be X tonight. I can feel it.
Who is it?
Oh, no. So close. This would be Vert.
Vert! Very
hey,
good to hear
yeah.
from Vert.
Yeah, well, it's good. I've been listening for a while, but since Crappy was too wussy to call in, I figured I'd call in so you could say we weren't too scared for, you know, those people.
Excellent.
You're definitely scared.
And yeah, now that...
No, I think he's just really tired. Go ahead. I shouldn't talk to you.
I was going
to
say, the Chiefs kind of gave the Broncos a scare there. They were ahead for almost all of the first half there.
Irrelevant.
Yeah,
yeah, but come on. Who the hell do you have as a quarterback? Peyton, Manning.
The man Manning.
Jesus Christ.
Crappy Airbags just woke up in the chat room. You should call in. We all believe here on the panel that you are scared and afraid to call in.
I wanted to mention that we actually took down Chris Brown's Twitter.
Chris Brown, yeah. Congratulations for taking down Chris Brown's Twitter.
Yeah, we actually deleted his Twitter.
Tango down Chris Brown. Has a nice ring to it.
Yeah.
But it's funny. He beats up Rihanna, and all the bitches still love him. And they act like that shit never happened. You understand how they let things kind of go, Vince?
Even Rihanna. I thought they were back together. Meeps is always on TMZ. I wish she'd call in. We could get the lowdown on this scoop.
Meeps doesn't exist.
Amarabi serves TMZ.
Only with Ronald Langford by my side.
Especially false.
WWRLD.
So Vert, it looks like the Broncos are in prime condition to get a good little slot in the playoffs there if they continue on the trajectory they're on now.
Yeah, they're looking all right. I mean, crappy. I mean, it's the AFC West, but meh.
The only game they really have to worry about is in Baltimore, and if the way Baltimore played against fucking San Diego today is any indication, they'll probably pull that one out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now we have Danny Dandelion outing Josh Peterson as a pedophile. That's quite an accusation. That's kind of quite an accusation. That's like if you're going to troll somebody and just say that.
Oh, he actually is a pedophile, though.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Die, Josh. And hero in tiny chat /hoik.
Yeah. Sounds pretty bad, Vince.
Yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I didn't even realize that Mary Mad was in the chat room listening. Hey, Mary Mad.
Shout out to Mary Mad.
Yeah, actually, yeah, fuck Mary Mad. Please do not call in Mary Mad.
I heard she's hot. Let's see. In the chat room, we've got City of Flint, Catty Idiot, Crappy Airbags, who's too scared to call in to the show.
Holy shit, you got Catty Idiot in here?
Yep.
Get
totally.
That nigger on the phone. He's either a brony or just some dumb faggot. Either way, he's got to call in.
Danny Dandelion, Fat Red Dragon. Big ups to Fat Red Dragon. He helped me with some IT issues recently. Let's see. Big ups to all the lurkers, the guests, the people without the cojones to come in and show their faces. I love you, too. I don't hold it against you.
Pussies.
Speaking of which, Hammurabi's Code, thank you for joining us tonight.
No problem.
I eat cake in the building. Catty Idiot says, Hammy's got me. I'm a dumb faggot.
He knows I know. I already doxed him.
City of Flint says, this is like fapping to Jim Rome. Is that a compliment?
Yeah, City of Flint's actually a pedophile, by the way.
That's, you know what, City of Flint, I'm going to add, that's going to be your quote. I'm collecting quotes from my show. And I think that'll be your quote, City of Flint. My show is like fapping to Jim Rome. Is that what you meant by that, or was that something else?
Wait a minute, Vince. Are you doing the quotes for Blog Talk Radio?
Yeah, he's a new president.
Just over the years, people have said stuff to me in various platforms. You know, either insulted or praised my show in some funny, unique way. And I thought it'd be cool to just gather them all and post them somewhere, maybe on my blog talk page.
Now that's an idea.
Yeah, I get a lot of, I believe it or not, I get fan mail.
I'm right there with you.
Pretty entertaining, to be honest. At least for me. All right, what else is going down in the chat room? Okay, Danny Dandelion is going to go on timeout. He has been spamming the fuck out of the chat. My God. You people with your scrolling. All right, he's trying to get Josh Peterson outed. He's trying to get Josh Peterson to rage quit the chat room. That seems to be the objective at this point. Josh Peterson, if just to get you folks catched up, early on, Josh Peterson insisted that he be the moderator of my chat room, and that will not be the case tonight, nor will it ever.
That controlling behavior is indicative of a pedophile, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah, that's how I know City of Flint is a pedophile.
Wow. Okay. I Eat Cake, Josh Peterson, Mary Mad, Niggers in Paris, Nyan Whale, who said he wasn't, or he, is Nyan Whale he or she? I think it's a he. Excuse me. Nyan Whale, thank you for participating. I didn't realize you were there. Scarlet Kitty, Stabby McHugs. That's right. The Stabby McHugs. You should follow him on Twitter. Stabby, if you are you, I'd put your Twitter in the chat. Put the link in there. Stabby McHuggs is, I think of him as like the ombudsman of BTR, at least the late night version. If you're not listening to a show, you're doing something else. You don't have time to listen to Debbie Daly. You don't have time to listen to Marijuana Happy Hour. You don't have time to listen to Desert Rose. You don't have time to listen to Goofy Bone. You can just look at Stabby McHugg's Twitter feed, and he keeps you caught play by play. Anything interesting that you might have missed, he will highlight. Great follow on Twitter. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. We've got some callers lined up. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Unscreened. Who's this? A barrel roll?
That's horrible.
Everybody stay alert. You've got an enemy on your tail. Use the barrel roll. Do a 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 barrel roll.
Appreciate the call. I think we might have crappy airbags on. I think he netted up and called in. Airbags.
Hold up real quick before you bring him on. I want to clear something up. Caddy Idiot is not who I thought he was. I thought he was some faggot that Danny was trolling. Instead, it looks like he's a friend of Ginger Brooks. So you should call in. We can talk about that crazy bitch. It'll be awesome. Ginger, if you're listening, call in too. This could be fun. Go ahead and bring crappy earbags on. Sorry.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Crappy Airbags, are you there?
Hey, Vince. What's up, man?
Nothing, dude. I'm just stunned that you nutted up and decided to call in.
Yeah. Well, and I'm too clueless to know when I'm supposed to be afraid of something.
Who said you were supposed to be afraid of something?
I don't know. I'm too stupid to know when I should be scared of something, I guess, is a better way to put it.
Yeah. I'm just too stupid.
Aspie detected.
What?
Aspie detected.
Dude, airbags, you totally missed a great... You like fish, right?
Yeah, they're all right.
Oh, you're not... I thought you were into jam band stuff.
I am. I don't like fish, though, really.
Yeah, because
they suck. They're okay. Early albums were good, but... Like, after Hoist and all that other horse shit they did, I kind of lost interest in them.
Oh. Well, Assert, Mac Fags, and I co-hosted a fish tribute show last night.
I would have much rather called in when Neil called in, to be completely honest with you, but your fish show was probably cool, too. What did Neil have to say when he called in? That's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about fucking squatting. And swatting the district attorney and swatting fucking Rob Brin and how wonderful swatting is in addition to doxing and our arsenal of weaponry.
I'd love to discuss that.
And then I figured out it was a really bad idea to swat my next door neighbor, even though I found out he tried to rape some girl on a couch a few years ago because they would probably figure out it was me. That's all.
It doesn't sound like you're staying very anonymous, IRL.
What?
I said it sounds like you're not staying very anonymous, IRL. I'm giving you a non-speak.
I don't know why everyone thinks I'm an anon. I'm not an anon. Nobody knows me. I never do anything with anybody. I do everything by myself.
See, that's awesome.
We're getting word in the chat room that Vizpo Show is being accused of raping someone. God, dude. You know what? That's just, like, who knows? God knows how. It could just be a rumor. How do you know?
That's true. He admitted it.
Well, it matter.
He's trolling. Come on.
Hey, like the gangsters do, is show us your paperwork.
He did.
That's it.
No, he just loves show raping bitches. That's what I heard.
He actually raped Sarah.
I missed that, Hammurabi's. What'd you say?
I said he actually raped Sarah.
He's Aaron, dude.
The bunny chick?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, the plot thickens.
By the way, if you didn't hear, Geist is a brony.
Oh, yes. Earlier, we broke this on the show. It actually has, you know, nobody uncovered it here earlier. It was posted, 2 weeks ago? But, yeah, we uncovered tonight on air that Geist is a brony. Yeah, I'm as disappointed as all of you. In fact, we can do a moment of silence. Yeah, we're going to do that, actually. We're going to take a brief moment of silence to recognize the memory of Geist, who we have. I'm going to even mute the chat room so nobody can chat. We're going to have a moment for Geist, who one of our fallen brothers, who has succumbed to an epidemic known as bronyism. Let's pause for him now. Guys.
concrete coast, bro. Doing my bad ain't possible. Coming up all that dough, you owe, you ain't supposed to know, it's supposable. We are not disposable. Muscle and cheek, we got blows to throw. To the folks that risen, there'll be no decision. We make the motor move, they show for driven. Right now we can't shine, right like a frozen rhythm. I'll figure out the 14th is a broke commitment. Good evening, tonight we bring to you worn out streets that I sing to you. 45 shells that I dance to the beat. Some so loud that I can't see the beat. Chase that finish if you blink an eye. Face getting locked in the cleats of that. A salary cap on a birth certificate. Notarize eyes that first in triplicate. Morning prayers for the car start. A man in a whiskey and a heart to heart. Hope in a track switch to flash and run. While agony jingles with a battling gun. Poetry shouted from the squeal of the bus break. Hands in the air, try to feel for an escape. Flash in my eyes like candid snap. When we clap back, it's a magic clap.
You're tuned to Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Let's stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. Stop hating in the Bay. Here's my CD, by the way. In your deck, press play. Hear what I gotta say. We got talent.
That's right. Vince in the Bay here with you. Breaking all kinds of news here. Big ups to Ms. Becker. Ms. Becker in the chat room. Good to see you, Ms. Becker. And, okay, we got 40 minutes to go. I've got some callers lined up. My panel so far is Hammurabi's Code. Hammurabi's Code, how do you feel about the show so far?
I think it's moving along quite well. I really wish Staken had some time to call in again, but unfortunately he's indisposed this evening. Really wish Tyrone would fucking call in, but I understand how it goes. Busy with Luke Cruz and all that shit. Otherwise, I mean, it's a pretty solid show so far. I don't know.
All right. We also have with us Ronald Langford. Ronald, your thoughts on the show so far?
Well, at least there's no gay ass kicking music, I guess. That's the only upside of this show.
Yeah, you know what? I'm with you on that.
Tyrone actually said he's on.
That was a one-time thing. That's what that yesterday. What happened was a one-off thing. You know what's crazy though? My two highest rated or most listened to live listened shows, the top two have been a Brony Hate show and a Fish show.
Yeah,
I'll be honest,
like Fish.
Your Fish show, you probably, I mean, realistically, not to sell you short, Vince, but you probably got hit with MacFag's Trapbot 3000. So realistically, it was just your Trapbot dialing in over and over.
Oh, yeah, I'm still working on that screenshot because I want to blur out people's numbers and shit. But I'm gonna maybe after the show I'll
All those numbers are traps.
Well, I blur them out anyway. Yeah. So anyway, we got Goofy Bone on the line with us. Goofy, what's up? How are you feeling about the show so far?
We're just waiting for pony heads to fall on the floor and then PETA to come and start bitching and crying. That's all I'm waiting for.
Yeah, I think you won't have to wait very long. I believe we have a brony on the line. We're going to get to him in a second. First, I want to bring back Vert. Vert, your feelings on the show thus far?
No, it's going pretty awesome. I'm trying hard to keep up with your shows. I mean, I'm used to once a week, and I see you on Twitter saying, we're going to have a show again. So it's hard to keep up.
Yeah, this is how it was before. This was how it was in the summer of 90, or I'm sorry, 90. This is how it was summer of 2011, last summer. I like to consider it the summer of lulls.
Right on. Well, don't hold it against me if I can't make it.
And in those days, I had Motormouth News in here. I had your non-news. I had Sicko, Airbags, Op No Pro. Remember Kyoto?
Oh, wait, not the last, but I know all the other ones.
Yeah, Kyoto has called in since I came off my last hiatus. He only called in twice, but he's still out there. I miss that guy. I wish he would call in sometime soon. Man, we used to marry Mad, Ghost Pickles. I don't know. The chat room was pretty deep during those Op Art days. I got it. That was some of my highest ratings during that summer of lulls, where the Op Art shows. I mean, that was when all this stuff was leaking. Like, they found Lyndon Johnson's naked pictures on the internet. The guy, the spokesman for Bart.
I remember that.
So fucking awesome. They broke no laws. They just totally just cherry picked it off of his own fucking webpage. That was
hell cool. Yeah. Well, so, I actually wanted to take a minute and say I'm gonna pass out. So it was a great show, and I don't take offense if I can't make it to some of them.
You hate us, Vert.
What
a fucking
pussy.
Whatever.
Yes. Crappy Airbags is here with us. Crappy, what's up?
Good night, guys.
All right, yeah, Vert. Thank
night,
you
for, Vert.
Good night, Vert.
You fucking pussy.
Airbags, you're back.
Yeah, man.
Your thoughts on the show thus far?
It's a good show, Vince. It's a service to the community.
Yeah, so I take it you didn't hear the Rauhauser interview?
I'll have to go back in the archive and replay it while my client pays me $100 an hour to code fucking C# for him like a moron.
Yeah, you missed Rauhauser. You missed Commander X. You missed Rep Dan.
Rep Dan is a pussy with a fucking dirty pool.
No, he's not. He legalized medical meth in Rhode Island.
All that did was put the dope growers out of business.
No, that actually generated a lot of money for the government.
A lot of fresh meth.
Seriously, Vince, he has a fucking pool, and it's like filled with algae, and it's like breeds mosquitoes, and it's a public nuisance.
What a scumbag.
That's disgusting. That is disgusting.
Then he swims in it?
I don't think
he doesn't swim in it. He's just too lazy to clean it.
He bathe in it?
I think he dips his balls in it.
No, but definitely see, this is sort of a personal attack to me, kind of like how everybody was bombarding Rauhauser about his child payments. Like, nobody wants to debate him on, I don't know, ideas and philosophy, political ideas, whatever. They rather just Just say, look, I, you know.
The basis of that kind of warfare is that kind of attack. What's it called, an ad hominem attack?
Ad hominem, yes, exactly.
Well, that's the basis of the warfare. So, of course, everything's legitimate for discussion, right?
More or less.
Yeah, I mean, it's like it's down to we're doxing you and swatting you, then you fucking right, we're going to get on you about your stupid child support payment.
We got Redneck in the chat room. Prankville, USA. Oh, my God. That guy called into the show last night. We're doing the fish show last night. And Goofy Bone and Todd Morris call in and just totally sidetrack the show. Talking about, you know, impeaching Goofy Bone, and Todd Morris just would not go away. He's Prankville, USA in the chat room. Lord have mercy. Please don't have that man call in. Okay. But let's take more calls. We got people lined up. They want to get on the show. We got a half hour left. I think we have a brony now, if I'm not mistaken. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air. Are you a brony?
My name is Bony.
What?
My name
is Kill it.
We have a live brony.
Fire.
We have a live brony,
fire.
Guys.
It's not a live brony. It's a faggot playing a soundboard.
Put on your tinfoil hats quickly.
Shadow DXS.
All right, that's going to fail. Let's take another call here. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the line. Who's this? Unscreened.
Hey, what up? This is Meatloaf.
Who?
This is Meatloaf.
Have no idea.
Meatwad, nigger. Meatwad.
Yeah, you know what up.
Meatwad?
Yeah.
Christ. Okay, Meatwad. What can I help you with, Meatwad?
No, my homeboy Smoop told me to call in. He said you want me to say something about what's going on with Vils for Show.
What about it?
He said Occupy Oakland about to get swatted.
How can Occupy Oakland get swatted? It's just like...
You see, Vince, it's because, like, I don't know, there's the people making all these rumors and stuff. They're from Occupy Oakland.
Oh, so each individual participant is going to be raided? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, and he said he got a big old laser beam that he's going to shoot at all of them.
Now, do you have some sort of... condition where you smoke too many cigarettes and you got that little valve thing going on? I'm really having a hard time understanding you.
No, ain't nothing wrong with me, Vince. You're prejudiced.
Are you?
What?
How tall are you? How tall are you?
I'm about 2 feet tall.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're a fucking munchkin. Meat. What's your name? Meat something? Meat and potatoes.
Meat digger.
Meat wild, Vince.
Meat what?
Vince, I gotta go. I just want to let everybody know about that, though.
Okay. Meat wad. Okay, there you go. Meat wad, everybody. Appreciate the call. Oh, man.
Schmoop actually just told me to tell you that he's going to ass rape Occupy Oakland.
All right, well, the number is 347-826-7667. I still have Hammurabi, Ronald Langford, and Crappy Airbags on the panel with me tonight. We're going to go to another caller here. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened, you're on the air. Who's this? Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello? I can't. Can anybody hear that?
No.
I think you're muted or something. Hello, 781, unmute yourself. Turn up. Hello? All right, we got a bad connection. You're going to have to call back. Oh, man, amateurs. Mechazawa in the house. I didn't see you sneak in, Mechazawa. Mechazawa is one of my haters.
Is he like a legit hater or like the beef you have with Goofy Bone?
I guess the beef I have with Goofy Bone. I don't know. I mean, that's serious business.
Oh, I didn't realize it was serious business. My bad.
Well, they're both serious business, is what I'm saying. Big Bill in the building. Big Bill representing the Marijuana Happy Hour, as is Nikki Smokes a Lot. Both in the chat room. Big Bill and Nikki Smokes a Lot. You guys should totally check out their show. It's called the Marijuana Happy Hour, hosted by Johnny Cush. And it's a pretty heady show. Hammurabi's visited them, I know that.
Wait, I heard my name. What?
Oh, I was
Who did I visit?
That, you toss girls salads for free.
No, I was saying that...
Absolutely.
I was giving a little plug for the Marijuana Happy Hour, and I mentioned that you had recently called into their show.
Goofy Bones?
No, Marijuana Happy Hour. Did I say Goofy Bones?
No.
No, I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. I'm actually talking to somebody. I'm listening to your show, though, obviously, but I heard Goofy Bone, and then we moved to the Marijuana Happy Hour and Big Bill. And I got excited. Sorry, Vince. I shouldn't have pulled the trigger so fucking quick. In reality, it didn't matter as much as I had thought it would. I'm going to go back to doing what I was doing and just shutting the fuck up.
Wow. Well, folks, we have 25 minutes left to take calls, whatever's on your mind. Tonight we've been discussing the war on bronies. It has escalated. It was escalated earlier today by the Russell League, who issued a statement, which we played earlier. And there's also a oh fuck.
Hey,
this is insane. This is really insane. The Skype botnet is attacking my switchboard again. It's even bigger this time. 243-888-728-472-896-782-971-763-953-five-six-six-seven-111. Now they're all going away. And I, you know, try to pick up one up. Here, hello, 95-935. You're on the air. Oh, dropped. What the hell are they doing?
Clearly driving you nuts, bro, because we're still talking about these morons who keep calling in. And I get it. They're clogging shit up, but just clear them out, man.
No, they
if you
want to
give me admin access, I'll handle your phone line. It's
no, no admin access. I went over this earlier. That's what that pedophile dude who's gone now, right? Thank God. Did we get rid of that guy? John or Josh or Jeb, whoever that was, that Danny basically trolled off the fucking chat board.
Danny's good. I'm not going to lie. Danny's real good.
Yeah. Oh, here we go again. 604-853-636-822-866-111-111. 524 694-476-394-841. Like I'll try. Hello, caller, you're on the air. Hello. Try to unmute some of these.
Yo.
Hey, who's this?
It's Airbags. What's up?
Oh, you've been on the whole time, asshole. I'm trying to unmute these other callers. I've got some sort of Skype botnet. Rating my switchboard here. And
yeah,
you're
the fuck now too there, Patriot Greg.
Really? See, that's what. Oh, that's fucked up.
And before Patriot Greg blesses this fucking show.
Yo, Vince.
All right, they're gone now.
I think Jacko answered your question in a lawyerly fashion when he said he never DDoS'd your show. The other people just DDoS'd your show when Jacko asked them to. Just like when Pressstorm doxed them, he DDoS'd them, right?
Because he's a little bitch.
Nah, Jackal's not bad. Why are you guys hating so much on everybody, man? There's way too much hating on their asses.
Are you fucking kidding? Do you know he's a fucking CI?
I know
he's a CI.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
Laugh it up, dude. Go, please, be his right-hand man. Go do that.
I just said
enjoy
I don't fucking hate anybody, but that's the reason why.
Who are these people now? Who am I talking to that's pro-Jackal?
This is Crappy Airbags. Crappy Airbags. He's a
Crappy Airbags.
Long-time
you say
caller.
You're not Anon, but you support Jackal. Of all the fucking Anons, you claim not to be Anon, but support Jackal. Are you fucking kidding?
That's President Jackal. That's President Jackal. President Jackal is speaking up. Anyways, go ahead.
I was just asking why he hates himself, why he hates Jackal so much. I don't, you know, whatever. Jackal stole my bicycle. That's about all I know.
Seriously? No, not seriously.
Fuck no, he didn't steal my bicycle.
That would be awesome if he did.
You can steal shit.
I believe that. Dude had to leave like this awesome six-figure job to go live in poverty in Longmont, Colorado. It's a pretty sweet gig. Left his kids and his wife behind. Yeah, see, check the chat. Danny's got this awesome website. It's got his whole bio in there and his backstory. Yeah, he pretty much just abandoned his family to move with some butter-faced fucking teen or tween or emo. I don't know what
dude,
the fuck.
Dude, she doesn't have a butter-face. She doesn't have a butter-face. She's
so fucking butter-faced.
She's cute. She's got a nice body.
You like flapjack titties, bro.
I like them all. Dude, I am pro-booby. I love the titties, dude.
You think Jackal's I
oh, shit,
you've
we started talking about titties
and
we lost Ronald
like
Lank.
You've what? Never seen a titty you don't like.
Oh,
is that what
much.
You're saying?
Well, no, okay, obviously I've
I
seen,
will show
I've,
you some titties that
no,
will make
obviously
you
on the internet you can find it, but as far as what I've encountered myself, I've been pretty happy with the goods that I've attended to.
Yeah, but that's probably because you're smart enough to go for chicks with big tits. That's how I roll, too. So I get how that happens. But I'll tell you, even on big tits, you'll find some weird ones, some wonky ones. But, man, good on 4chan on B and just wait a minute or two.
I don't mind the flappiness. I'm cool with it.
Here.
I'll fap to the flap.
You have to have... Do you have Ron on mute? You have to have.
No, Ron took off.
Oh, what a pussy.
Yeah, he
Ron, bailed. Call back in. You're supposed to be alpha as fucking shit. That's all I got on that. But Crappy Earbags, did you want to keep talking about Jackal?
I did. I wanted to know if you have concrete, what's a good way to put it? You know for a concrete fact he's a confidential informant.
Me? Personally, there's a lot of signs that point to it, but I can certainly get that answer for you. Or I can have Shmoop call in and let him explain it to you. If Shmoop's interested in calling in, that is.
I think that's a good story, man.
All right. Let me see if I can get Shmoop in here to explain it to you. Just a minute.
And Shmoop just tweeted out that if Occupy Oakland or whoever keeps Docs and Viz for show, they'd be swatted.
Hey, I have a question about Viz for show, if you don't mind. He's anonymous, right?
I don't know.
As fuck, apparently.
But he's also in Wrestle League, right?
You can rep 2 sex.
Really? He can straddle that, and that's okay?
Whatever the fuck you want. There's no rules. It's just an idea, bro. You can't arrest an idea.
Okay. You can't apply logic to an idea?
You can absolutely. I would prefer if every idea that I ever heard was logical, reasonable, and well thought out.
I understand that there's a lot of cross-pollination between different sects, but, come on.
No, that totally works. It's allowable. I just got word from Ron. That's allowable.
See? Thank you. Thank you. Validated. I appreciate it.
No worries. Ron keeps on top of this shit.
Yeah, he does. Thanks for calling in, Ron, by the way. I appreciate you standing in as a spokesman for the Wrestle League, who issued a statement earlier today about the escalation of the war on bronies.
I just got word from Schmoop. I'm sorry, crappy airbags. He told me to tell you he's not even worth your time. Or worth his time.
No. Well, should I fill out a butthurt form for him, or what do I do?
I would suggest that.
Okay.
And just, I'd suggest that. Make a quick screen of it. Tweet it over to Schmoop. He'll take care of things from there. He's pretty diplomatic guy and all, so he'll probably stamp it a few hundred times. I've seen his stamps. They're pretty fucking interesting. But I assure you he's going to decorate that shit with all sorts of stamps. It's going to be certified. It's going to be mailed off to the proper authorities. It's in good hands. Just send it over.
I will. I'm going to fill that fucker out right now as soon as this show wraps up.
Awesome.
All right, it's settled.
Did Snoop get over the AIM leakage problem or the AIDS, or is that still hitting him pretty hard?
I don't know, man. I think he's pretty much got Magic Johnson status on this, so he'll probably just live forever. They'll give him whatever Magic AIDS drugs they give Magic Johnson. I mean, Schmoop's kind of fucking invincible. I don't know if you've noticed, but I think he probably eats herpes for breakfast and shits AIDS for dinner. It's probably the best way to describe it.
So I heard Schmoop has a hacked X25 connection to LexisNexis' main database. Is that true?
I'm not going to discuss that shit. I have no idea. Why would I have any idea? Why?
Sorry. Cancel that.
Yeah, they're laughing their ass off in fucking IRC right now because you just said LexisNexis. Oh, God. Never mind. I gotta agree with Schmoop. You're totally not gonna be worth this time. You really did say LexisNexis.
Why? What's wrong with LexisNexis?
Everything I said was wrong. Every word in the sentence I said was wrong.
Yeah. It's pretty good shit.
Lexis everything. It wasn't one part of it that was wrong. The whole thing was wrong.
God. No, what Schmoop's got is a direct line to the FBI. In fact, he's actually the FBI. So, in kind of what people don't understand is that at this point, the NSA now answers to Schmoop as well. And so he just like basically snaps his fingers and he gets whatever he needs. I mean, It's a pretty sick setup Schmoop's got going for him right now.
All right, we got 12 minutes to go in this cavalcade of mediocrity. If you want to contribute, 347-826-7667 is the number. I really appreciate the people sticking it out here in the chat room. Ms. Becker, what are your thoughts on LexisNexis? What's wrong with having access to LexisNexis? I thought you can do a lot of information and data mining on that. Uh-oh, we got a hyperlink from Ms. Becker. So this has been planned for at least 2 weeks then. This will show. Then we go 2 weeks into the past and see who's talking shit. So is that some I'm sorry, folks, I'm zoning out. I'm watching this Ms. Becker tweet that she just put in the chat room. And it's a link to her talking, or no, anonymous ZC, saying, then we go 2 weeks into the past and see who's talking shit to Vizfo Show with the smiley.
She's letting everybody know who's trying to dox Vizfo Show.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yes, most definitely.
So, what I'm also hearing from very knowledgeable sources, LexisNexis has shitty data and basically rides off their rep. That's why we're laughing. Okay, got it. Gotcha. Appreciate that. Hey, you know what? I'm here as, you know, I sort of represent the noob, the eternal noob. You know, you gotta school me on this shit. All right, well, whatever. I always thought Viz Pashaw was I didn't understand how he was like so like hardcore anonymous, but he's also in the Wrestle League. That just doesn't make sense. And big ups to Starfucker of the Year, Jenny Johnson, high five. Let's take a call, shall we? Go ahead, call.
And always remembers, Debbie Daly doesn't back down, the steals that resist. And always remembers, Debbie Daly doesn't back down, the steals that resist. And always remembers, Debbie Daly doesn't back down, the steals that resist. And always remembers, Debbie Daly doesn't back down, the steals that resist. And always remembers, Debbie Daly doesn't back down, the steals that resist. And always remembers, Debbie Daly doesn't back down, the steals that resist. And always remembers, Debbie Daly doesn't back down, the steals that resist. And always remembers, Debbie Daly doesn't...
Jesus criminy. I apologize.
Doc Spin wants you to read his DM on air, please. I just did.
Let's see, caller... You know what, that caller spoofed on their caller ID. They spoofed my call-in number. Like, on my switchboard, it was my call-in number listed.
Hey, Vince, am I muted?
No, you're not muted.
Can you read your DM, please, again?
The last time that happened to me, the last time that somebody spoofed my call-in number... was when Sabu called into my show. That was lousy.
Debbie Daly, Sabu.
So Debbie Daly, so Sabu is now Debbie Daly crew.
Absolutely.
Holy fuck. We should
verified.
Really, we
just
should
like
really
that. Schmoop already verified it.
Oh, really?
No. What are you, nuts?
God, thank goodness. We have only 7 minutes to go. 7 minutes, folks. If you have any questions, any final anecdotes, any announcements, any updates, we've been breaking news all night. It's just been one thing after another. Well, I guess I'll just do a shout, big ups to the people that have survived in the chat room as we wind things down here. That would be Big Bill, City of Flint, Caddy Idol, Crappy Airbags, Crappy Teabags, Danny Dantelion, a bunch of guest listeners, Hammurabi's Code, Illuminati Breaker, Kevin Gallagher, Mary Mad, Mechazawa, Ms. Becker, Nikki Smokes a Lot, Nyan Whale, Prankville, USA, Redneck, and Stabby McHugs. Thank you, folks, for sticking it out tonight. We're going to wind it down here. Shmoop never called in. I'm disappointed. But maybe next time. But it was great to catch Airbags, though. It's been too long.
Yo, man, Shmoop didn't like my comment about the X25 connection.
Oh.
That's the Nexus.
Uh-oh.
I think I'm in trouble.
No, I think you'll like Shmoop. Much in the way you had an affinity for Shari Wong's.
Huh. Why, is he a kid?
Of course not. He's like 116.
He's a dinosaur, actually, and he's a communist Nazi. He's gay. And I think he's a Negro.
We have all those things in common. That's kind of weird.
Seriously.
I mean, very peculiar.
I would like Caddy Idol. Caddy Idiot. Caddy Idiot. I was giving you too much credit. You're Caddy Idiot. Whatever. I'm sorry. What? I interrupted you. Go ahead, Crappy.
I said I don't use IRC though. I don't know why all those guys use IRC.
Dude, you know what? I will admit.
IRC like a motherfucker.
Dude, I did it for the first time today in like over a year.
You don't know how to IRC, Vince. Come on.
I did it for the first time in over a year, and I feel dirty and used.
That's bullshit. In fact, I can produce a screenshot for you in a matter of seconds.
You are
not only connected to IRC, you are actually moderating Russell League's IRC channel.
Oh, that is an impersonating bot. I finally found that out.
It's not
today.
A bot. I've talked to you. We've had these awesome conversations.
Oh my god! This
about
is...
the walks on the beach and the strippers and the ass fucking. Always with the ass fucking.
Don't believe the bags. Don't believe this guy. All right.
I don't believe him.
Okay, thank God. 3 minutes left.
You don't believe me? All right, it's on. Give me about 30 seconds, literally.
Oh, no.
Maybe less.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's all in the fucking world.
Great.
As long as you're not showing me Vince's ass buck in the wild somewhere, swimming in some dirty-ass fucking river.
Yeah, everybody knows my ass is plastered on the internet. It's okay. It's fine.
I'm just saying.
Take down your pants. Are you on the level? You're going to take down your pants, or do I have to do it for you?
You were saying, Bags? Hello, is this on? One, two, check.
I'm on my cell phone, dude.
Oh, no worries. Hey, any final thoughts before we sign off and say goodnight?
I wish one of these fucktards would get off their asses and twat somebody.
Let the twatting begin.
I'd like Smoke to swat somebody. He was tweeting about it.
You sent Jen a bunch of pizzas.
Don't talk about swatting on my show. Please, I don't want my show to turn into this.
What about pizza eating?
I've heard that Stranahan guy, he has like... people, like swatters calling into a show, and it's just.
What do you got? You're next to you or something?
What?
You in the ribs, bitch?
What the fuck?
Are you okay?
We're going to have a dedicated swatting show, motherfucker, tomorrow night.
Oh, God.
Dedicated. Yeah. Just on swatting alone, and then we'll fucking swat someone on the show. Come on.
Don't be a pussy, Vince.
No, I'm going to probably opt out of that.
You can invite Op No Pro if you want. I don't care. Whatever.
No, I really just am not interested altogether.
You're scared of that shit, huh? I'm just kidding.
I'm not going to use let my show be.
You wouldn't even let Tyrone get Aaron Socio, or I should say Corey Aaron Turner, a.k.a. Aaron Socio, thrown in the butt naked room on his show. I mean, you can't ask for better ratings than getting somebody thrown in the butt naked room live on air, and Vince was all, nah, nah, nah. But at the same time, Vince doesn't know how to star 6-7 properly. It didn't even work because I don't think you put a 1 in and then the area code and then the numbers. That's my theory. Can you correct me, Vince?
What are you talking about, dude?
When Tyrone was going to get Aaron Socio thrown in the butt naked room the other night, and it was fucking awesome, and then you wouldn't do it because you called from an unblocked number and then you tried to call in star 6-7 and it didn't work out.
Oh, I think the call-out feature on BTR just won't accept the star 6-7.
Bullshit, it's a PBX.
All right, I'll try it right now then. What's the number?
I have no idea. Danny, what's the number?
Well,
he'll put it in the chat here, I'm sure of it. But
anyways, thanks for listening, everybody.
We've got to get Tyrone to call in anyway. So.
Well, it's too late because the show is signing off. See you later, everybody. We are in overtime now. It's just the two of us here, or the three of us, sorry. And there's one person listening. That person, if you want to talk, press 1. If not, we'll just finish things off here. What were you saying, Hammurabi?
About what? The butt naked room?
Yeah, what butt naked room? What are you talking about?
Dude, do you get fucked up during your shows or what? Because I get pretty fucked up during your shows. Not really fucked up, but I'll get high. And I totally remember that.
I lack short-term memory.
Yeah. How much weed do you smoke a day, Vince?
I can't disclose information.
Smoking again, Vince, right? You weren't smoking for a while, and now you're smoking again.
Well,
yeah, what's up with that, Vince?
I'm more or less free in the clear, and I have been having some insomnia, and I've been known to partake at night sometimes to help alleviate stress and anxiety. Genius.
I hear you. I do that too. One bowl a day, maybe two.
Yeah, just one.
If I'm on your show, I'm really glad you do it. By the way, I'm really glad you're doing your shows at, like, a reasonable time instead of, like, 1 a.m. Midwest and 3 a.m. Eastern.
Yeah, this is the perfect time for me, too.
It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's fun when it works out.
Hold up, I want to talk to Craig. Well, sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but there's four of us here, and I do want to ask Crappy Earbags a couple questions.
Go for it.
Crappy Earbags.
Hold up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hello?
What's up? Sorry.
So, you're anonymous, is what you're saying. You're not anonymous, you're just anonymous.
I'm not affiliated with any association, group of people, or individual at all.
He's a sovereign individual, just like myself.
I feel no need to be part of any group. I don't.
Right. I understand that. But
I really like people in general, having said that. I'm not, like, antisocial locked in my basement. I just feel no reason to be part of a group.
Actually, I can appreciate that, which is why I don't understand why you'd be pro-Jackal. I'm not anti-Jackal because of anything that the Rust League did. I'm anti-Jackal because I think he's kind of a fucking scumbag. Like, if you actually know who the guy is and what he did, like, I got kids, man. I'm not, you know, I don't have any respect for somebody who's just going to be like, ooh, fuck being a parent, I'm just going to jet. And then not pay my child support.
I have three kids, bro, so I would never do that. It would break my
heart.
That's
why I say he's a fucking scumbag, dude. And I think a lot of people like the persona that he presents. And why would he be like, hey, yeah, by the way, I don't fucking pay my child support. Here's my reasoning. Or I ran out on my family to fucking shack up with this 19-year-old butterface chick with pancake titties in Colorado. I mean,
yeah, I don't know that about him, but to be honest with you, I probably wouldn't judge him for it. I'd actually feel bad for the guy, because if you think about it, it means that deep down inside, if you did that to your family, that you're an ultimately broken individual.
Absolutely, but why would you pity that person?
I feel bad for him. I'm not saying I don't Jackal individually. I say that I would feel bad for anybody who's got themselves into that situation, that they're such a broken person. But my more direct question that brought up Jackal, I guess, and I didn't ask it right, was I just wanted to know if there was like some type of concrete situation that occurred where Jackal was a CI. That was all. We don't have to talk about
this right
now.
I'm not going to talk to you here. I'll talk to you outside of here, but realistically, dude, check his ED page. I mean, I don't know how long you've been following him or how long you've been following him or what he was associated with prior to just being anonymous, but, I mean, if you're familiar with him, you got to look at the signs. I mean,
I don't know the time frame.
I'll talk to you outside of here, but I'm not going to talk to you about it on here.
But I don't know. That's cool. I don't know the time frame of all that stuff, right? But I've known Jackal for a little while now.
What's
and,
a little while?
I don't know. A couple, 18 months.
Right. That is a little while. And that's just it. I mean,
I never got into any personal details with him. Dude, he told me he had
kids. Schmoop's talked to his ex-wife.
That's cool.
Schmoop has talked to his ex-wife and gotten at least her side. And I think it would be cool if Jackal would get in and call Vince's show and fucking at least attempt to explain why he did what he did.
Dude, he told me it like it was a joke. I thought Jackal was like some 23-year-old pot smoking Occupy anonifier.
Dude, the first time I met Jackal, he had me convinced he was a chick for like the first week.
What? That's fucking dude.
Yeah, he totally trolled Kishu and me at the same time.
His pick was
he,
of Emmy in fucking
leather.
It
was a different one. But it was when he first came out with that Sexy Fox site, Tumblr. Or not Tumblr, I think it's a complete site, whatever. And he told Kishu and I that he was this one particular chick that's pictured in there, and she's got a fucking awesome body. So I kind of had a hard-on for Jackal for, like, a week until... I think until he called into my show, maybe. I don't even know. I don't know how I found out,
Jesus.
But that was...
Did he used to call into your show a lot?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Are you shitting me? Do you have any idea, like, what the time frames are on that?
Op Bart.
So you probably have a bunch of shows named, like... Pop Bart or hashtag
yep.
Pop Bart. Okay.
No, just go in my archives and look at Op Bart. Just basically listen to all my shows from the Summer of Lulz, last summer, the summer of 2011.
Okay.
Op Bart
I'll
and
do
on,
that.
Onward. Op Bart
I
and
don't
Onward.
Know. I don't know that I mean, you're just saying listen
you
to all your shows. How many were you doing?
I'm also doing a contest. If you think you find Sabu, DM me and tell me where he's at, and you'll get a prize.
Okay. I do have a question for you. Do you know, when in the shows would he call in?
Like all the time, he just hang out. Him and Motormouth would
like get to be from the beginning to the end.
Oh yeah. I remember when Euronon News had like I don't know 5,000 followers, and but it was growing, and he would tweet my show out, and all these people came through. That's like how I met Mary Mad and Crappy Airbags and Ghost Pickles. And Jackal, Emmy, Jamie Joe Korn, and that whole Press Storm thing. I had Jamie on my show a couple of times. She did one show where she was in an IRC with Sabu and was like taking questions from him or for him. There's all kinds of shit. There's fucking crazy shit that went down on my show. We had, during Occupy Bart, we had people that were, like, on the front lines protesting. All of them. I think we might have tried to prank call Lyndon Johnson. I can't verify that for sure.
Yeah.
But
that's true.
I think we tried it and it was busy or it was not enough room on the message or whatever. Those were heady days, though. Opno Pro would call a lot. Anon Sicko was like a staple. Anon Sicko would always be calling in. Dude, my whole basically when Op Bart blew up, my entire show was just Anons. Like all the activists Anons.
That was right before Occupy started.
Yeah, and then that led to Occupy, and that's when I got off the train when Occupy hit. I was just like, all right, I'm peace outing. I shut down my show.
I was up in Zuccotti Park, Vince, for those first 2 days. And then after that, when they had all the shit cordoned off, and I was walking around with an NYPD courtesy badge, walking through all the barriers. It was cool.
Yeah, those are heady days. Heady days. All right, dudes. Well, I think we're gonna fucking turn this thing off. Unless you have anything more you want to add, do you want to keep talking about Jackal or what's up?
I'm good on Jackal. I just want to know if he's a six-mile.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of people would be real interested to find out for sure, right? And that's the problem.
Yeah, they'd be really interested, like. Super duper interested.
Dude, follow the Russell League on Twitter and talk to fucking Schmoop, dude. He'll tell you the real deal. He's a stand-up guy. I wish he would have called in and he could fucking tell you this himself, but he didn't, so it is what it is. But,
right. It's all good.
I mean, you're familiar with DocSpin's website. Dude, there's so much shit on those two. Just go bananas.
Dude,
but as far as the CI question.
You know about the hardware of DocSpin? the non-tour version of it?
Tour Club?
There's a non-tour version of Doc Spin. It's called Hard Mirror.
I'll
put the link to my Twitter account. But anyway, somebody's been VDLSing it.
The mirror version? Is it ClearNet? Like it's just on the normal web? Is it that mirror?
Hold on.
Oh, dude, Neil Rauhauser tweeted me.
Yeah, he's been tweeting you a couple times. You should get his ass on your show.
Because I put out a tweet that said, I don't know. There's turmoil on the internet. I'm going to do a show. And he wrote me back saying, I might be willing to help resolve some of this turmoil. What specifically has people so fired up?
So, dude, who would be packeting that fucking stupid URL?
Dude, my tweet about Jenny Johnson trolling, what's his face, Chris Brown? That tweet has been retweeted 263 times.
What tweet?
Are you in the chat room still?
Yeah.
All right, this tweet right here. Boom. Check it out, dude. 263 tweets. And you know what I found out? I found out she's not even 50. She's like 30-something.
Well, yeah, she's a stay-at-home mom. There's no excuse for a stay-at-home mom when they're in high school. I mean, her kids are probably pretty young still. Plus, she's a writer.
There's another one I got a lot of retweets on, too. Oh, I tweeted like, check out this new E40 track. And like 100 people retweeted it. That made no sense. Made no fucking sense.
Did you put a hashtag in it with E40?
I'm trying to find it. I want to.
Because you know some faggot got in there and was like, I'm going to check out the hashtag and I'm going to retweet all the tweets with that hashtag. And everybody's going to fucking love this.
Jackal Anon retweeted one of my tweets today about the football game.
He retweeted a bunch of my shit, but when I'd ask him like direct questions, he wouldn't fucking reply.
X Knight did a poll on do you listen to Vince in the Bay? Oh, let's check that poll real quick. This is the xknight.org poll. The question is, do you listen to Vince in the Bay? So far, 9 votes are for no, 6 votes for yes. There you go. Ellie from Oakland suggested I tweeted out a picture of my PETA shirt, and I said I know I'm at the bottom of the barrel of my laundry when that's all I have left is a fucking PETA T-shirt to wear, and I was thinking about trolling people with it, and Ellie says wear a PETA shirt. Eat bacon cheeseburger with a milkshake on the side. I still wanted to do that today, but that could be a good setup. Anyways.
I guarantee you nobody would get it. Nobody would say shit, even if they did.
Yeah.
Like you could just have somebody with a hidden camera follow you around for the entire day. Maybe one person would say shit.
All right. This one's not as dramatic, but this one right here, it's a really shitty song with a bunch of awesome rappers, and it got 35 retweets, dude. Why is that? How does something like that get 35 retweets? Like I was breaking some song. That's probably why people are concerned that I'm a Uyghur.
Absolutely. I think that's serious business.
Is that evidence that I'm a Wigger? Did I just saw...
Is what?
Hey, Vin.
Yeah.
Somebody just posted fail docs for Schmoop on Pastebin.
Fail docs for Schmoop.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Where's the... Well, can you paste
drop
that
in the chat
room? Yeah, put it in the chat room, dude. Or is that what that is? Ann Coulter. Somebody, Ann Coulter's docs got dropped?
No, I was just putting that hard mirror URL up there and asking
shit ton of phone numbers for her.
There's a social security number in there.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's why that little on Docsbin, it has a little red skull to let you know that it's toxic.
Carrie Leon Ridgway? Oh my god. Born on February 18th, 1949. That's right. Schmoop is a baby boomer. let me check this URL out here. Let me. Oh my god. Oh man. This poor gentleman. This poor Gary Leon Ridgway is getting trolled by fucking Schmoop.
Who is he? I didn't even Google his name yet. Or Pipple him. Wait. There he is. He's a serial killer. He's known as the Green River Killer. Remember that guy, the Green River Killer? He was like a painter or something. He'd go around paint people's houses and kill everybody.
God, no, I don't. These are all the families he killed?
I have no idea. Yeah, they are. So those are all the people that he killed in the dock.
Oh, God, 47 families. That's insane.
Those are all the people that he killed in the fail dock. And then the name of the Twitter post was even funnier. I lost it, though. I have too many open windows. It was something about someone raping me because they're mocking Vizfo Show or fucking mocking whoever. I don't know. These crazy kids, Vince, it's hard to follow them anymore.
Have you guys clicked on the Imgur link yet? It is, like, the best picture.
What?
In the paste. After you get under lives, there's a pic in an Imgur link. That's definitely Schmoop. It's kind of confusing, like, why are you taking my picture? With this gold dot, whatever the fuck, hat on.
Damn, this shit has everybody's fucking docs on here.
You're looking at the hard mirror? Well, yeah.
What?
Well, you don't have to use Tor when you use the hard mirror. I have to drop.
Is this your first trip to Docsbin?
Wow, Rick Perry's in there.
It sounds like it.
Oh, Rev Magdalena. I'm so in love with Rev Magdalena. Her real name's Rachel.
Aren't you in there, Vince?
Huh?
Aren't you in there?
No, I don't. Oh, you know what? I think I saw one, and I'm not going to even comment. It's not very... The YouTube channels on there are so fail. Like, I have better YouTube channels. I would like to actually... Is there any way I can edit it and put the good YouTube channels on there?
Sure. And if your edits and send it to whoever it is, Matt.
Yeah. Because it was a very old, dated... well, in some ways, inaccurate... but they didn't even have my PETA shit on there. So it was very lacking. They're really behind the behind the times. I've been doxxed so many times, it's ridiculous. And that just looks like a very small portion of what's out there.
But there's a Bronies bumper pack in there. That looks interesting. That's not new, is it?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you from the hideous hissing from Hammurabi. There we go. What was that, airbags?
The problem is you have to come back and see. You have to come back and look and see if anything's new, you know, in the dock.
Yeah, thing. I should bookmark this. Oh, shit, I closed the window. What an idiot. All right, I'll open it back up. It's all good.
Yeah. This is fucked up, man. I wonder if Anthony Bologna's docs are in here. If they're not in here, that's fucking jive at shit.
No, the text is in here of Tony Bologna.
Oh, is it? Cool.
Text of Barrett Brown, Bill Gates, Bloomberg.
So have you been following any of this?
Podcast
Obama?
Brony's bumper pack? What's that?
That's what I'm saying. I didn't notice that before, and I wish there was a way to get, like, automatic.
Ooh. MLPforums.com, Friendship is Magic, PG. These are all boards and stuff. Oh, this is just like places to troll. Oh, no. Wow, there's all kinds of. Oh, there's screen names with people's real. Oh, wow, crazy. These bronies got fucking pwned hard.
Wasn't somebody saying something about some automated scraper they used to.
This could be lethal in the war on bronies. This could just annihilate them. This will be like a brony holocaust.
I have a feeling it's just getting warmed up, Vince. There's going to be a brony or two out there.
What started? They can throw down. It's Chris Brown is in there. Chris Christie's in there.
Are you talking about on Doxpin?
Yes, Mudkip. Who the fuck is that?
You're on Doxpin, aren't you?
Yeah.
Me? Who? Who is?
You.
Yeah, show me it.
You're on it.
I don't see it.
What? Not you. As a person, you're on the Doxpin website.
You're surfing it.
Like surfing it. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just trying to make sure I'm keeping up here.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at Mitt Romney. I already looked to see if I was on here. I'm not on here.
Obama's on there. With his social. Everybody gets their social drop for, I mean, that's
Newt
going the Rich. Extra mile, really.
Newt Gingrich.
Oh, he had to get it, I'm sure.
A lot of NYPD stuff.
Is Michelle Malkin on there?
Oakland. Let me see. Michelle Malkin.
X-25.
Michelle Bachman. Michelle Bachman. Close? No? Who else do we have? Chris Christie's has several docs in here. Oprah, Owen, Parallax 9. Huh. Whoa. Okay. Interesting. Gives you a new perspective on the people behind the name. Just by knowing their age. That's usually what I'm most curious about. Just you know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't recognize about 75% of these people. Ron Brin, that one was recent, wasn't it?
I can't believe Ron Brin is not in the fucking loony bin.
That guy's insane. Oh, you got to hear this. He gave me a great quote. I'm collecting quotes that people say about my show, and he gave me a great one on Twitter. Let me find it here. Okay, Ron Bryant said this. He said, "Your show is a bigger freak show than Barrett Brown's topless tiny chats. I'd rather watch the Gong Show dubbed in Spanish."
Who's that?
That's Ron Reinhart.
That motherfucker.
Motormouth News says, "Most of Vince's fan base are young and their tiny minds have the attention span of pigeons."
Yeah, but then he disappeared off Twitter after Goosey gave somebody his cell phone number. After Goose Green Soup gave somebody Motormouth News cell phone number, that's when he went poof. You know what I'm saying, Vince?
Yeah. He went bye-bye. He's still working.
I'm looking at his page bin that just got sent to me. I've got to read it twice. Call me a fucking idiot, or maybe it's just not readily apparent. But this is supposedly the paste bin that makes Jackal the CI, which I'm going to read again. And maybe I'm just a retard, but I've been up since 5 o'clock in the morning, and that's almost 20 hours now. So.
Oh, yeah. This is the one where Motormouth talks about my show. This is all old Jamie Joe Pressstorm chat logs.
So what, her and what was that name? Dude's name, Vincibus or something? Some fucked up name?
Yeah, his name was Vince, or Vincent.
But, like, are they still on Twitter?
I think her handle is still out there. I don't know if it's her, though. They just disappeared. They said they were gonna write a book and Vincibus totally just deactivated his Twitter, logged off the internet essentially, as far as I could tell.
I've seen these logs before. I didn't have the same fucking reference point for it though.
That's what I said. I gotta read them again. But then that also just got sent to me, and I just read a little bit of it, and now. Yeah, I'm good. Well, I'm good in terms of knowing what I wanted to know.
Yeah, Motormouth is a bounty hunter. That's encouraging. I had a bounty hunter scrolling in my chat room last summer.
What's wrong with that? It takes all kinds, right, Vince?
Yeah, well, you know, I've had feds call into the show and lurk in my chat, so, I mean, what the hell?
Right.
I've had criminals call in the show. I'm a goddamn criminal. I mean, this is just, everything about the show is rotten.
Right.
Yeah, people keep coming back. I don't get it. I love that Occupy Rebellion has been trolling... Stranahan, trying to get him to call into my show.
Post some pictures. Did you see that?
His wife going down, or somebody going down on his wife, I guess?
Yeah, I think somebody got into his photo bucket account on private pictures.
Yeah, I saw that.
She
looks all right. She looks like she got a rocking little body. I mean, how did he score that?
I have no idea.
What sort of arrangement that they have? Oh, my God. Yeah, there's just so many dysfunctional, weird internet bloggers out there that it's hard to keep track of them all. And what me and Ms. Becker have been talking about is doing a mind map of, like, all these different characters on the internet and who hates who, like some sort of chart or... it could be, you know, just be a spreadsheet, and you have a column on the left and the right, and people's names lined up, and it tells you whether they hate them or not.
That's what we want to hear. Please document this further.
But the thing is, there would have to be somebody like that updates it daily, because it changes all the time. Because it could be like, oh, Crappy Airbags and Jim Emick both like each other. And then all of a sudden, Thursday, Crappy Airbags, Butthurt, does not like Jen Emick. Jen Emick could care less about airbags.
Hey, Vince.
You know?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
If these guys are really good at doxing, this is all they're going to need. Jen Emick is related to my wife.
Jen Emick is related to your wife.
Yep, there's my docs. That's all they need if they're good.
Dude, did anybody, speaking of docs, you had an open invitation with your generator. Did anybody ever take you up on that?
No.
Dude, you were basically asking to be doxed. And also trying to help a legitimate charity, being charitable. But that'd be funny if you like helped somebody out and then at the same time they doxed you.
Yeah, that would be kind of a funny way to go out. I was going to avoid that though.
He'd just be like, "Hey, thanks for the Jenny, bro. You mad?"
All right, so next time I'm not doing that. No, I could have avoided it. I was going to go to an intermediary.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, you. I know. I know how you guys, you old fags work. I know what's up.
And my intermediary was going to give it the kind of flip.
Oh, my goodness. All right, dudes. I think I'm going to turn this puppy off. Thanks for coming out, guys. I appreciate it.
Did you see that link right there?
What? Another link? Now, background noise is completely, totally hideous. All right, Hammer Robbie, you're on mute. That was insanely... seriously, go back and listen to the archives. It sounds insane. Go ahead, say that, Bags.
Did you look at that link that I just put in the chat room?
Oh, the Encyclopedia Dramatica of Jackal?
Well, no, that one, but that other, the Twitter link, RIP, NSA.
NSA, who's this dude? The truth only seems hard to see because everyone has their own. Hashtag lulz. What about this dude? Anti-sec?
No.
Anti-sec. This is a legit anti-sec person?
Put Hammurabius code back on. I don't even know what that means. Does he write code?
Hammurabi's code. Go for it.
What are we talking about?
You write code?
Who doesn't like code?
You write code.
Do I write code? What kind?
Computer code. Do you program? You developer?
It depends on what it is, but yeah, somewhat.
For a living?
Oh, no, not for a living.
Oh. I thought you did by your name.
Right. I get that a lot.
Anyway.
Mystery solved.
I guess I kind of see your point on Jackal after those guys sent me a link or two.
Yeah. Yeah, he's... I just kind of steer clear. Also,
hey, dude,
I don't know if you've heard about Hushmail. But that's not real secure.
Well, didn't the CEO of Hushmail come out and say that it wasn't secure after he resigned few years later?
This was years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago. There was a story published on how they gave the government a back door.
Right.
Right. So that's why I'm like, it's fucking amazing to me when, because I get followed by Anons all the time, and I'm not an Anon. I'm very well-spoken, or outwardly, I'm very clear about my take on Anon at this point. And, I mean, Jekyll certainly doesn't help that image, you know? The reason I stopped following Jekyll was because this, I mean, in the best part in the HTP4 release was, like, the emails about the structure and how, you know, the rules on posting to the Yan account. And the third fucking rule is not to make it evident that it's a personal tweet, yet Jekyll simul-tweeted from his Jekyll and the Yan account all the fucking time.
Now, oh, yeah.
This is supposed to be your gleaming example of being anonymous. So, I didn't, plus he tweeted all the fucking time. My shit was dominated by Jekyll, Emmy, and Yan shit, and I was like, you three need to get the fuck out.
Did that piss people off?
What's that?
I said, did that piss people off?
Pissed, it got on my nerves. Like, it always turned into, like, some drama shit, and I'm just like, wow. I don't know. The CIA thing, though, is notable in not dealing with that dude. I mean, there's been a lot of shit that people seem not to be able to get around. On, like, IRC, I've seen people end up, they get sucked into what's basically entrapment. I mean, they're like, yeah, this guy came and he fucking was asking about, could we help hack this bank in Africa or fucking China or, you know, Indonesia, whatever the case is. And it's all hypothetical, mind you, but you'll see people bite on weird shit and you're just like, oh my God, dude. Like, if you actually look at the person, you look at their habits, like, I'll say it right now. If you're an IRC and you who is somebody and they have dozens of channels, that's probably a Fed. They're just logging. It's just basically a log bot. So,
I uninstalled all my IRC clients probably 2 years ago.
I know. I IRC like a motherfucker. But the thing is, I won't talk about serious business over IRC. That's for sure. I don't care whose it is. I have other means that I'd go through to have, like, a private conversation. I think a lot of people do.
Hey, do you know TixBit?
Who?
TixBit?
I don't think I do. I don't think I've heard that name.
Have you ever looked at my Twitter account and saw how many followers I have for how many tweets I have?
What's your Twitter, at Crappy Airbags?
Yeah.
So Viz for Show's last name is Douche-esny? Douche-esny? His last name is Douche. He's got a douchey last name. He's also a rapist, apparently. What's up with that?
Oh.
Viz for Show?
Then, dude, we're past that now.
Yeah, I know. I'm catching up on all my tweets because I don't pay attention to Twitter when I'm doing the show.
Oh, I thought you were still in the docs then, dude. As long as you're not still in there.
Oh no. I'm still in there too.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, Shadow. I've seen Shadow DXS before, but I see him in there.
Dude, he updated Doc's been on like his address and shit. He doesn't give a fuck. Like, I mean, it makes it really hard to troll him when you see him, and then he's like, "Yeah, no, go ahead, send me pizzas. I don't give a fuck. I'll eat them. Thank you."
Well, that's the only way to respond, no matter what fucking happens, right?
Warren Buffett is in here.
Yeah, dude. That's why the other night when he actually called or whatever, if he actually called, that's why I was like, dude, everybody was like, you really got to let him get on the line here. Because I don't know that's like a lightning strike or hitting the lottery. But Doc's Ben. First name Doc's, last name Ben. Yeah.
I like his hat.
What's that?
I like his hat.
I don't think he got on air, to be honest with you. I think he sat on hold. I think that was the night of the Brony show, and Vince was getting bombarded by bullshit calls. And every single time I was like, it's going to be the same thing.
That's every show.
It's going to be the same thing. But Vince continues to answer him like, Jesus Christ, just find the Doc's Ben. First name Doc's, last name Ben. Get him on the line.
So that's his total deal is doxing.
Dude, I sure. Fuck if I know. You don't think Nakesh fucking just like talks about shit, do you? On IRC?
I don't know. I don't go on IRC.
See, that's weird to me. You got to get on IRC. How else can
you
be kept abreast about things like these?
I'm staying in my fucking bubble forever. I got three kids. I get in trouble.
That's smart. I stepped out of my bubble today, and I'm going to go back into my bubble, I think.
You stepped out of your bubble? How did you step out of your bubble?
I went into IRC today.
Oh. Why are you scared of IRC? Why are both of you scared of IRC? If you're not getting into shady shit on IRC, nobody's going to fucking...
Nothing good that can come out of it, ever. It's always... The only result could either be nothing or something bad.
You don't get banned for it. IRC is not a crime.
Airbags. I go into this room today, and one of the moderators is Vince in the Bay. They have like a Vince in the Bay bot in there.
You're talking about Russell League? IRC?
Yeah,
I posted that screenshot in your fucking chat. You've been moderating it for a week or better.
Do I talk?
No, you pretty much just hold shit down. That's pretty much your role, you know?
The backbone.
Yeah, and...
Laying low in the cut.
Yeah, Jihad fucking made you appear in our fucking IRC, or their IRC, and, fucking, I was like, what the fuck? This makes no sense. Like, all of a sudden, Vince in the Bay is moderating IRC. I was like, okay, this is a bot. But, I mean, no, it's you in there. Enjoy
that. Yeah, I was in there today, and Shadow DXS was in there.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
He's obsessed with verifying, like authenticating. Oh, you got to go authenticate at Twitter. Oh, no, you got to authenticate. Sorry, bro.
Right.
It's like, dude, all right, fine.
Okay, he's clear, everybody, guys. All right, guys, he's clear. Right. Authenticated. I can verify. It's cool.
I see it on the Twitter now.
As long as it's on Twitter, it's cool.
Yeah. I would
it's only verified. Authenticated.
I think a perfectly acceptable answer from that guy in particular. Like, what would he do if you were like, I need you to authenticate on Twitter? I'm going to start doing that to him every time I see him come in.
Dude, you know what? I'm going to...
In your name, I will do that to him every time
he
pops
tweets
in.
Me, next time he tweets me, I'm going to say... I'm gonna tweet him back and say, can you authenticate on Twitter for me before I accept this tweet?
Right.
Yeah. Dude's crazy. He's fun to fuck with.
Yeah, he's a good kid, but God, he talks a lot of shit.
He's good at talking shit. There's some people that just
he's good at talking shit. I will give him that.
Like, people just have a knack for it. They can somebody they've never even met. They can improvise on the spot, just shit to talk about him and like touch nerves. And I think he's got some of this talent, just raw talent for that.
Right, but I guess for me, I'm just like, why would you just anybody who comes around just I'm gonna come at you, you know? Like,
you know what? I noticed that about him. I noticed that about him on Twitter, and so, like, I don't know, I got caught up in some thread, and I kind of came at him on Twitter, and he's just like, dude, I don't even know who you are, what's up? And it was just, I left it at that, but then I guess he took that as me having some sort of beef. I was, like, trying to troll him, and he was just, like, blindsided, I guess, or whatever, and then he called into my show thinking that I had some huge beef with him. Which I didn't fucking give a shit about him. But then I'm glad he called in though, because I think he's cool. He's fun. He's fun to bullshit with. I think he was a little mean to X though. In fact, I think everybody was a little bit mean to X. A little bit. I mean,
X.
You know, huh?
Commander X.
Yeah. Who did I say?
X.
X, yeah, Commander X. I thought people were just went a little too far.
Oh yeah, he kind of ran like a little bitch though.
And I also
and he wouldn't
feel
have
bad
gotten more than a few months, realistically, I don't think.
Yeah, we already went through all this, but I'm just talking about that show in particular. I was really disappointed that no Anons called in, like Bert called in, and that was it. Like there was no. No people at all, like, calling in to support him.
That's a marketing bonanza, Vince. Are you shitting me? That's like a non's wet dream. Like, I get to make a wee pay because I go to jail for 3 or 4 months. People are, when I get out, I'll have some money in the bank, and it'll be like nothing ever happened. Like, 3 or 4 months. But that's just it. They become folk heroes. And that's what happened with fucking Jackal. I mean, it's happened with a lot of people, but can't idolize, I think, is the lesson in all of this. Can't get too attached to one quote-unquote idea. I have a fuck ton of ideas, and, I mean, not all of them match up with other people's fuck ton of ideas. I'm probably in the green room.
No, dude.
Oh, wow. That's just you're going off.
No, just the brief one here, dude. I'm searching at Chris Brown on
Jesus,
Twitter.
Why are you doing that?
Oh, check this out. Because I want to see where I rank, and I'll tell you right now. If you look up Chris at Chris Brown, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm in the top 10.
Top 10 of what?
Tweets? Of tweets that come up when you first search it. I'm behind Jenny Johnson, which is like the original tweet, like where she tweets Chris Brown. So it's got 15,000 retweets. Then Mike Realm, who's a famous
In fact, I'll favorite this and retweet it. Mike Realm, he's a DJ, and he also does video remixes. So that might be interesting. Then some dude, Kolekus, I don't know. This is probably a comedian or somebody. Huffington Post Comedy. Not Bill Walton. The Atlantic Wire. Torre. Oh, my God. Don't even get me started on Torre. And Euronon News. Then BuzzFeed Andrew. And then Vince in the Bay, motherfuckers. Boom.
Where is that? On DocSpin?
No, it's on Twitter, dude.
Oh, you're reading me the top 10. Okay.
Yeah, that's the top 10 right for right now, dude. Like, that means the ones that have been retweeted the most, basically.
Shit.
And I'm ahead of Huffington Post Comedy. I'm ahead of Lawrence Sylvain. I'm ahead of Jake Tapper. Fuck that guy. I'm ahead of Fart. That guy, John Herndon. He goes by, he's just Fart, at Fart. Pretty funny guy if you don't already follow him. I'm ahead of him. Daily Beast. I beat out the Daily Beast and all the Huffington Posts. You have more retweets than a lot of fucking bitches. Bam. Anyway, I'm going to try watching this. Oh, dude, I didn't realize this is a Family Guy thing that I retweeted. I'm totally unretweeting that. I hate Family Guy. I do not want to... No, no.
You hate Family Guy?
Oh, I can't stand that shit, dude.
Oh, dear God. You just retweeted something until you realized it was Family Guy, and now you're like, oh, it's Family Guy. I can't retweet
Family
that.
Guy voice. Oh, no
way. Seth MacFarlane is a fucking genius. That guy's hilarious. You know, one guy does like 70% of the voices in that shit? Unreal.
Did you say Seth Meyers?
No, Seth MacFarlane.
Oh, Seth MacFarlane. Yeah, I don't doubt he's a talented guy. I recognize that for sure, but I just don't think his show's funny.
What about American Dad?
Pretty much on par with Family Guy, sorry.
God damn it, Vince.
Bobby Kellogg retweeted me again. I am up to 265 retweets. Doing good here. I'm getting serious internet points. Did Bags fall asleep on us?
I have no idea.
No, man. I didn't.
Pop in at any point.
Yeah, so...
he's high, too. But higher, I think. I'm tired. More tired.
I'm a worthless turd. I got to jump within the next 5 minutes, probably. I'm supposed to be at work tomorrow at, like, 9 o'clock.
9
All
o'clock?
Right.
With a hard dick and a smile on my face.
Right on, brother. Well, thanks for coming through. And balls to you.
Balls to you!
What should I play here? Going.
You don't need to play anything, man.
No, I always play. I always play with something before I leave. Oh, you can fall off if you want to leave. That's cool. I mean, your background noise is hideous right now. I really want you to go back after the show's over, which is gonna end in about 5 minutes.
I don't hear it, dude, and other people don't hear it. I don't think. Crappy Airbags. Do you hear a lot of hissing?
intermittently, but not right now.
Because you're talking. There, he unmuted himself. See? Can you tell the difference? All right, Hammurabi, just do this for me. Do not mute yourself, okay? Leave yourself on, okay?
All right, I'm going to do
that. Leave yourself open. Leave your mic open. All right, Bags, tell me if you hear a difference, okay? I'm going to leave about 3 seconds of just him open mic'd, and then I'm going to mute him. Okay? And you tell me if you notice a dramatic difference, okay?
Yeah, it's weird, but I don't know whose end it's on.
No, that's on his end. He's muted now. Okay, well, listen again. Okay, he's muted right now. Now, unmuting. Okay? Unmuted. Muted.
Yeah, there's a little more noise coming through when he's unmuted, for sure. A little more static white noise, whatever.
Unmuted. I'm sorry. Muted. Unmuted.
I'm with you, bro.
Unmuted.
Harrison.
Muted. All right, Hammurabi's code. You have no choice. You got to go back and listen to the tail end of the show.
I will.